in those days, Bishop was a busy market town. The Durham coal field was still going full. Shildon Wagon Works were providing stable employment. And there were hundreds of fresh-faced County Durham lads and lasses travelling from Towlow, Crook and Shildon to Hyington and the trading estates of Teesside. So we had a really busy shed. We had lots of freight work and quite a lot of passenger work. I won't go too much into the shed detail because it's been well covered in many other areas, but it was a roundhouse. It had 18 roads to stable engines in. One road was longer than the others, and that's where we did the lifting of locomotives to get hot axle boxes out and things like that. One road, or pit, had a deep pit, and that was where we used to drop the inner fireboxes of our Sentinel shunting engines to remove them for cleaning. We had two Sentinel shunting engines which did two shifts in the Bishop Auckland goods yard. Within the confines of the shed were the office, the stores, the mess room, the sand dryer and the steam raiser's fire. Outside the shed was the coal stage, some storage areas, an abandoned carriage which had been the canteen and was, when I went there, the mutual improvement class for train crews. There was also a wooden shed with, believe it or not, some wooden laying out boards for corpses with NER on them. They were a legacy of the days when the railway looked after you from cradle to dying. I don't know what happened to those. They'd be worth a small fortune now in a railway harness sale, but they actually had NER on them, and they were used for Dent Street, which was the railway street where all the train crews were in the 19th century and, yes, and then the 20th century. And I think they'd be used there for when people had passed away.